Let's say the father gives his daughter over to the shliach of the Baal. The husband sends a messenger to receive his wife, like to bring it to him to make nisuin. So, harehi b'rishus Baal. As soon as the father gives over his daughter to the shliach of the Baal, it's considered like she went out of the father's rishus and she came into the Baal's rishus. And now the mitzias or the paycheck that ma'is yadea go to the husband. What about the holach av im shluchi abal? Let's say the father did not leave go of his daughter yet, but rather when the shliach abal came, the father said, "You know what? I'll go along also." So the father went along with the shluch abal. Oy, or else shaholchu shluchi av im shluchi abal. Not that the father himself went, but he sent shluchim. He sent his own shliach along with his daughter with the shliach abal. So since the father didn't leave go of her yet, Harehi Rishusav, she's still considered in the father's Rishus, it's not called in the Baal's Rishus yet. But what about if on the road, Mosru Shluchi Av L'Shluchi Abal, let's say the Shliach of the father gave over the daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, and now she's completely in the Baal's Shliach's Rishus, is Harehi Rishus Abal. That's all considered like a Mesirah L'chupa. She's called Rishus Abal, and the father's Rishus now, and now the father doesn't have any rights over her. This is the halacha of Mesirah. Just giving her over to the Shliach of the Baal also takes her out of the father's Rishus and puts her into the husband's Rishus. Now we'll see in the Gemara Big Machlokes for exactly what rights does the husband get for this Mesirah alone. So first Gemara says, Ma'ili Olam. What's the first lashon of the Mishnah that says, Lo'olam? It says forever, Hebrew Shushav, like the daughter is always still considered. It's talking about she's a Nara. She's not a Begeris. A daughter that's still a Nara, she's still in the Rishus of the Yav. What's the Lashon of Lo'ilam? She's always. What's this extra Lashon? So Gemara says, La'afuke Mishnah Rishayna. It's come to teach us the opposite of the first Mishnah. The Mishnah later, in we'll see in the next parak, the Tanan we learned like this. Hegiya Zman V'loy Nisu. Amol, in the Gemara's times, they used to like make Erevin now, make Kedushin, and they would set a time like a year later, in 12 months from now, they would make the Nisuyin, like we have this on Daf Beis really. So the Eretz says, let's say they set aside that on Rosh Chodesh Adar, that's the time to make Nisuyin. And the Giyazman, it came to a time when the husband was supposed to make the Nisuyin. For Loi Nisu, the husband chickened out, and the husband did not want to make the Nisuyin, he stopped it. So Lacher is the Mishnah Rishonim means at the beginning the Tanoim held that a Cheles Mishaloi. From then on, Midrabbanan, she has a Lach as if she's in the Suya, that she has to receive, she receives a Panosa from her husband, via Cheles Petruma, and if the husband is a Kohen, from now on she's Ladi Truma. Even though they did not make the Chuppah, the husband chickened out, but since it came the date that they set aside, from then on Midrabbanan, like she's as if she's in the Suya to her husband. That was the Mishnah Rishonah, but we'll see later, the Mishnah Achronah means later they were chayes, it's not like that. So, Kamash Manon Le'olam, like our Mishnah now is telling us, like the Mishnah Achronah, that the Maskoner is not like that Mishnah there, and we say no, that even though it came the time to make the Chuppah, as long as they did not make the Chuppah, she's still called Rishus Av. Her daughter is always Rishus Av, Av Chetikonas, the Rishus Habal. Now the Mishnah says the word Moser Av L'Shluchi Abal is a Rehi B'Rishus Abal. When the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, that's also considered like a Mesirah L'Chupa, she's now B'Rishus Abal. So Morris now explains now how far does it go. Omar Rav says Mesirosa L'Akol Chutz Mitruma. It's called a Mesirah L'Akol Fol Halochis, she's now B'Rishus of her husband. That a mitziah semais yodeho, the husband has to start to support her. A b'chutz mitruma, if she got married to a kohen and she's a bas Yisrael, she's not lari truma yet until mamash chuppah. And Rashi learns the pshat from Ravis, like we'll see later on in the next perek, that really midi raisa narusa is a lari truma. The rabbanon said you can't eat truma until she has nesuyin. So Amman Yomer said mishum simfun. That means we're afraid maybe when the husband lives with her, he's going to find out that she has a mum, something's wrong on her body, and he's not going to like it, and he's going to say it's a mekach tois, so it's going to come out that they're not really married, she's really only Yisrael, so it's an averity truma. Therefore here also, the Mesir alone, the fact that the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, but the Baal does not know yet about the simfun. Therefore we're still afraid we don't let her eat truma. But for all other halachas, we say, like as if they have nesuyah now, and she's called Rishus Habal. That's what Rav says. For Rav Asi, Yom Rav Asi says, Af l'truma. This Mesirah, when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, even helps for Truma. It's also considered as if now she's Rishus of the Kayin, that she's Ladi Truma. And Rashi learns that Rav Asi holds that the other man, the Yama there, that the reason why a regular Arusa cannot eat Truma is the pshat because we're afraid she's going to take the Truma home because she still lives by her father's house, and she'll give some Truma, the brothers or the sisters will eat leftover Truma. Mashen came now that the father gave her over ready to the Shliach HaBaal, so she left completely the father's house. Therefore now there's no Gzera, therefore she's also allowed to eat Truma. That's what Rav Asi says. Nista Gemara says, Eisve Rafun la Ravasi. Rafun has a kash on Ravasi. The Amri law, some say it's Chia Barav la Ravasi. That Chia Barav is the kash on Ravasi. That what it says, a din of Li'olam Hebrishu Sa'av Achetikonas the Chuppah. The daughter is always still considered Brishu Sa'av until she goes into Chuppah. So for it's mashma that until she has a Chuppah, she's not called Brishu Sa'av. So the chur means for truma, that even though the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, but before they had an actual tikkunas the chuppah, she's still called b'shusav. So chur tikkasha on Rabasi. So Gemara says, Om aluhu Rav. Rav said back, Lava min luchu. Didn't I already tell you once that loitizlu basar ibcha? Don't ask questions from such Mishnah Braisa that you can learn it the opposite way. That the Mishnah could mean like two ways, so don't ask kasha, that's not called a good kasha. Why? Because Yochel L'shnui L'chu, I could answer you like this, that Misirosa Zuhi K'nisosa L'chupa. No, like our Mishnah says, it could be when the father gives over his daughter, his Nar Hamarosa, when he gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, that has the same halacha like a K'nisa L'chupa. As if Mamish now the husband took her into his chuppah and is considered Nisuyin completely, even Fachilus Truma. So in this Braisa from the Mishnah, there's no Kash on Rabasi. So far we have two Shittas, Rav holds Mesirasa Lakur Chutz Mitruma, and Rabasi says no even for Truma. Now Shmuel Lama, Shmuel says the Rishosa. Shmuel says that the din of the Mishnah says, when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, it's called like a chuppah, it means li rishosa, at the lochrov in the dunya, that the father of the kala gives a present to the kala, that she should give over to her husband. That's called in the dunya. And when she dies, the husband, when the wife dies, the money, the present goes over to the husband, he yashins it. So the question is, let's say she dies when she's an arusa, we had before, it goes back to the father. The father did not give it over to her husband until they have nesuyin. So therefore Shmuel says, when our Mishnah says, the Mesirah helps, that when the father gives his daughter over to the Shliach HaBaal, the father has das then that the presents he's giving her, the gift to the husband, he's giving her, he's meichlet right now, it's as if the husband is oicher in it already. So therefore, if the wife dies now, still the husband gets it. That's the halacha of Mesirah. But my Rashi learns the before other halachas, like Vilchus Truma, Fafaras Nedorim, or Mitziyasa, it's not called Brishus HaBaal. She's still called Brishus HaAv, until there's Mamasha Mesira L'chupa. So Shmuel learns that our Mishnah says, this is a Knesset L'chupa. So Rashi learns that Shmuel says, the Mesira and our Mishnah helps Yerushasa means only for Yerusha. That if the wife dies now, the husband yashins these presents that the father gave to him. Rish Lakish Shom Rish Lakish says Luksubasa. That also he yashins the ksuba. So for the Gemara Ksubasa Mahi, what kind of suba are we talking about? You want to tell me Di Mesa, that in a case when she dies, Yoris law, that the husband yashins these presents, this Nedunya, that the father in law gave to him. For the Gemara, if so, Haina de Shmuel? Like what is Rish Lakish saying more than Shmuel? That's what Shmuel said. That this Mesirah in the Mishnah, when the father gives over his daughter to the Shliach of the Baal, it helps Liyerusha. So that's what Rish Lakish is also saying. Liksubasa means that the husband now yashins the ksuba. What kind of ksuba does it mean? It means in the dunya, the presence that she's bringing in. So Nista Gemara says, Amar Ravina. Ravina says, no. Loima. Rish Lakish means to tell us like this, that ksubasa me'achar mona. like now that the husband, now that the father gave over his daughter to the Shliach HaBaal. It's called in Nisui in the Geit Tuat that let's say now her husband dies, or let's say the husband gives her a get before they make the actual chuppah. If she remarries, what din does she have? Is she called still a psula to get $200 from the second husband? The chiddush is no, she's called in a suya that she'll only get a ksuba of $100 from a second husband. Since by the first husband there was a mesira that her father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, that time was chal on her shame nesuyin, that if she remarries later, she'll only get a ksuba of $100 from the second husband. You're right. Then the Gemara says that Rabbi Yochanan, Rabbi Chanina, the Amri Tavayu, they both say that Misirosa la'chil aflutruma. They learn no, when our Mishnah says that when the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, they learn mamish, it's like a regular knis l'chupa. L'chol, she's called b'shus ha'baal now, for everything, even norati truma. For everything, she's b'shus ha'baal. Her metziyas, her ma'isiyadeh, everything goes to the husband. And this the Gemara says, Meisra, we have a kasher on you. Is that the sefer that says, ho'lach ho'av, em shluchei ha'baal, if the father went with the shliach of the Baal, oy shaholchu shluchei av, em shluchei ha'baal, or else if the shliach of the father went along with the shliach of the Baal, oy shahoyso lo chotza baderech, or else if there was a chotza, there was like a courtyard in the road, it belonged to her. And they went in there just to sleep overnight. Like she and the chosin was there, they just slept overnight. Even though like the present that her father gave her, the nedunya, is still in bebeis baila, in her husband's house. Mesa is the halacha of Viha Yosha. If she dies at this point, it still goes back to her father. But it's not called like a knis l'chup yet. The nedunya is not chal. If the wife dies, it still goes back to the father. Alright, turn over. Yeah, that was the thing. That afo pishik subos of a base bylaw, even though the nedunya, the presence, the metalton that she has, she brought already to her husband's house, but mesa, if she dies, or via yorsha, it still goes over to the father, because there was not a complete mesira to the Baal yet. But what about mosor hav? L'shluchei ha'baal, let's say the father gave her over completely to the shliach of the husband, oy shemos v'shluchei av, l'shluchei ha'baal. Because even at first the father gave her over to his shliach, but now the father shliach is giving her over completely to the shliach of the Baal, oy shehoyso loy chotze baderech. Or else if the husband, the Baal, had his own house, like on the road, v'nichnos se'imoy l'shum nesuyin, and he went there with his wife to make nisuyin there. So all these cases are called like a real kenisa l'chupa. Here it says, afa pishek subosu b'beis aviya. Even though the nedunya, the present, that her father gave her to give over to her husband, she still left it by her father's house. But since they made like a real mesira l'chupa here, or it has a locha like a mesira l'chupa, is mesa, if she dies now, by lo yorsha. So husband yashins, this is called a good mesira. Now the Brisa says clearly here, b'meh devor mamurim, when do we say this? That when the father gives her over to the shliach of the Baal, it's called like a chuppah, liyerushasa, only for this halacha, that the nedunya, the presence that she got, she is completely given over to the husband, and if she dies now, the husband yashnas the present. That's all, only liyerushasa. Abu l'truma, but halacha, the when could Abbas Yisrael start the truma? The halacha is, ein isha cheles betruma, ache tikonis l'chupa. That an isha cannot start eating truma, because she's an ashes kayin, until they have an actual real tikonis l'chupa. So the demora tiyufta, the kula tiyufta, it's a kash on all of them. Anyone that said, especially according to Rabbi Yechlin and Rabbi Chanina, but even according to Rabasi Tekasha, that they learned these mesiras help even for Truma. Here it says clearly this mesira does not help for Truma. In order to eat Truma, it has to be mamish tikonis l'chupa. And this halacha about Mishnah, that when the father gives over his daughter to the shliach, it's called like a knisa l'chupa, it only helps for Yerushasa. To say that if she dies now, the husband yashins in the dunya the presence. Now the Gemara Stam goes to explain this last brisa. Hagufa kashi is a steer in the brisa itself. Omar, the first you're telling me, nichnaso imololin, in a case where she had a house, and they went to sleep in the house overnight. So says the Lashon Lolin, Mashma, the Yoni went to sleep. So time with the Lolin. Why do we say it's not called a Nisuyin here? Because they didn't have Das for Nisuyin. They only had Das Lolin to sleep overnight. Hostoma, Mashma, if they went in their Stam without anything in mind, is Mashma l'shem Nisuyin? Then it is good l'shem Nisuyin. Then Amos Sefer, what does the Sefer say? That Nichnasa Imoy l'shem Nisuyin, if they went into the house to make Nisuyin there, that's called good. Hostoma, Mashma, if they didn't go in to make Nisuyin, Lolin, Minastam is only called Lolin. So Chutzestira, when they go together to be alone in the room overnight, is it called Stam l'shem Nisuyin? Or is it called Stam Lolin, not l'shem Nisuyin? The Gemara says, Amar Rav Ashi, Atayi, Stome, Stome, Ketoni. And Echnami, both prices are both cases are talking about where they went in Stam, and it means like this. Stam chotze dido, if the house belongs to her, so then we say Lolin. Minastam, when they went in to sleep there, they only went to sleep overnight. They didn't go there to make Nisuyin. Because usually Nisuyin or Knis Lechup is the pshat that the husband takes his wife into his rishus. So here that they Stam went into her chotzer, Minastam it's only Lolin, they did not have Das for Nisuyin. Mashenke in Stam chotzer the day. But when the chotzer, the house, like, belongs to the husband, then we say l'nisuyin. When they go in there, even though minastam they're going in there, that's called l'nisuyin. Minastam is also called l'nisuyin, because that's the way l'nisuyin is always, that the husband takes his wife into his chuppah. Tana will not like this. Mosar av l'shluchi habal. Let's say the father gives his daughter, his nara hamarosa, he gives her over to the shluch of the baal to take her to the baal now. So the shliach is taking her to make nisuyin with the husband. Vizinsa, and let's say on the way, she has nus with another man, she has nus with the shliach. So the bride says, harezu b'chenik. She only gets chenik. In other words, she's not called a nara hamarosa. Even though the Torah said that a nara hamarosa, if she's a nara, she's only 12 to 12 and a half, and she's a psula, she didn't live with a man yet, and she's Maressa, she has Kedushin, and she has Nus with another man, there's a new halacha, she gets Skila. Here we say, even though really she's a Nara, and really she's only a Marossa, but since the father gave her over to the Shliach of the Baal, she's not called a Nara Marossa anymore, she doesn't get Skila, but rather Chenek, like a regular married lady gets. So Mor says, Omer Rav Ami Bar Choma, Omer Kro, like where's the right, where's the Posik? The Posik says, Liznois Beisavia. That when does a Nara Hamarosa get Skila? When she likes Nus Beisavia, she has to still be in her father's house. That's called a Marosa. The Erisin, she's still called in her father's house. But Prat is excluding Lishemosarav Lishluchi Abal, where the father gave over his daughter already to the Shliach of the Baal to take her to the husband to make Nisuyin, she's not called Bishusav anymore. So therefore, if she does Nus now, true, she's an Eshesish, but she gets chenek like a regular Eshesish, and not the loch of Namarosa that gets Gila. For the Gemara, how do we know this Chiddush Re'ema? Maybe just say the Pasuk means Prat L'Shenichnesa L'Chupa, in a case where a husband mamish took her, and took her into the chuppah to make nisuyin, but v'loy nivala, they didn't have bia yet. Even though usually after nisuyin they have bia, let's say in the case they didn't have nisuyin, they didn't have bia yet. They had the mamish knisa l'chuppah, but then she has nus with another man. Maybe here the case is the Torah says she doesn't get skila, because she had a knisa l'chuppah. Maybe in our case, like the Mishnah's case, where they did not go to l'chuppah yet, The father only sent her over with the shliach of the Baal, like to bring her to the husband, but she did not get to the husband yet, maybe she still would get skila. So Mora says, no, Omar Rovo, that Omali Imi, that Chupa Behejik Siva. You don't need this pasuk of Liznois Beisavia to tell me that if they already made a Chupa, even though the husband didn't live with her yet, that she doesn't get skila. We know this from another pasuk. Therefore, the pasuk of Liznois Beisavia is telling us in the case of Mesira, that when the father gives her over to the Shliach of the Baal, it's also called out of the Rishus Av that she doesn't have a din of Nara Maros anymore. Now, how do we know, though, in the case where she was Nichnasa L'chupa, even though she was not Nivala, that she does not have skill anymore? He says, Ksiva, because the pasuk says, Ki Yiye Nara Besula Marosalish. That's what we darshan. That the Pasha of Skila, the special Mis, is only a Nara. She has to be from 12 to 12 and a half. She has to be a Psula, she didn't live with a man yet. And Murasa, only Erisin and not Nisuyin. So we dash like this, Nara means V'loi Bageris. Once she becomes 12 and a half years old, she doesn't get skill anymore. Besula, v'loy bula, and not if she lived with a man already. If she already lived with a man once before, she does not get a skila. Murasa, what is the pasuk telling us that she's only a murasa? V'loy nesuya, and not that they have nesuyin. Now, my nesuya, what does nesuyin mean here? Ilay menesuya mamish, that they had mamish nesuyin, l'chura, that means that they mamish had bia, they lived together. First the husband lived with his wife, and then she has nus with another man, for the Gemara Hainu Besula. We know from the word Besula that she would not get skila, because Besula means that she did not live with any man before. The first man she lived with is with this man that she has nus. That if she had nusuin with her own husband, and she lived with the husband already, so she's not called a Besula. So from the word Besula, we would know she does not get skila. For Laibula, we dashin Besula, Laibula. Elo. So what does the drasha of Murasa mean, V'loi nisuya, elalav shenichnasa l'chuppah v'loi nivalo? That Murasa means that she did not even go into the chuppah, even without having bia with the husband. But mashma, as long as she went to the chuppah with the husband, she's not called a Murasa anymore, and therefore she would not get skila. So from this pasuk of Sula Murasa, we know that when she had a chuppah, even without bia, she doesn't get skila. So what does the other pasuk of Liznoi's Beis Aviyah tell us? Elamai, that pasuk is telling us that even in the case when the father gave her over to the shliach of the Baal, that's also called out of the father's reshus, that she's not called an armaros anymore to get skila. So that's the chiddush, that at that time she gets chenek and not skila. Alright, we'll stop here.